You guys, I have to take a minute to share with you an amazing store that just opened up a few weeks ago in Geneva, Ohio. Bin Bargains aims to make your shopping experience affordable while providing quality products at unbeatable prices. And when I say unbeatable prices, that is exactly what I mean. They offer the most incredible highlight items in their bins, insane deals. A few things that they've thrown in their $7 bins are a PlayStation 5, AirPods, iPads, amazing toys for over $100, home decor. I mean, you never know what high quality highlight items they're gonna add to their bins. Lots of wonderful retail that can fill your house at prices you won't believe. New inventory every Friday and restock for more goods on Saturdays for their $7 bin days. I know I keep saying $7 bin days. I don't think I've mentioned this, but the most you will pay for their bin items is $7. My mind is blown. They have Sam's Club and Target clothing brands. I seriously could go on and on about how amazing this store is. And the owners, Jeff and Heather Buttram, they bust their butts to provide you guys with the best deals and experience in their store. Their staff is so welcoming and friendly. I'm telling you, you make your way over to Bin Bargains, located at 711 East Main Street, Geneva, Ohio, and you will know exactly what I'm talking about. Stay up to date with them on Facebook at Bin Bargains, where they often share their deals, and you can find their hours and bin prices there as well. So happy shopping. Hey guys, welcome back to Landing Imperfect. And if you're a new listener, also welcome. I'm so glad to have you here with me. This is such a fast, busy month for a lot of us. So be sure that you're taking some time to check in with yourself just to see where you are and if there's anything that you need. I know as wonderful as the holidays can be, for some, this holiday season may be unlike the ones before, which takes me into the topic today. This one is particularly sensitive, but I think it's an important one for us to talk about. I want to dedicate this episode to anyone who has lost someone that they love beyond words and to their friends who stand beside them in their grief. So let's do our best to try to navigate this tough subject together. I was trying to think about the direction that I wanted to take this episode. I initially considered speaking more from a professional perspective, explaining grief and offering some tips. But the more that I thought about it and started to prepare, it just didn't feel as genuine as I wanted this to be. So I'm going to speak more from a personal side and talk about things that I have found helpful in my own grief, but also things I try to do as a friend because I want to be there for my friend who is grieving. The holidays are a time filled with joy and love and togetherness. And because of this, it can be incredibly challenging for those who are grieving. This year, I've lost someone I love very much in such a tragic way. I have also been trying my best to stand beside one of my best friends who is trying to survive every day, a loss so painful, it's heart-shattering. A loss that most of us would say is unimaginable, but the truth is it is imaginable, but we don't want our minds to go there because the thought alone can bring us to tears. No parent should ever be forced to live without their children, but this is very much some people's realities, and for my friend, it's hers. So for every parent who hears this, who has lost a child, whether this is the first Christmas without your beautiful baby or the 10th or however many it may be, I can only imagine how this season can reopen wounds and intensify your loss. And more than anything, I want you to hear that it's okay that you're not okay if you're not okay. No matter how or what you're feeling, it's okay because your grief is unique and different from anyone else's. This is your journey, your life, and there is no grief timeline for a pain as deep as yours. For me, I have waves of grief that show up differently and unexpected. The person that I lost this year is my grandpa. He was 78, and when our parents and grandparents start to age, we slowly start to consider that one day they won't be with us anymore. And when that time comes, we try to celebrate the full life they lived and appreciate all the years that we had with them, while moving through the pain of losing someone that has been a part of our entire lives. the gradual progression of aging and eventually our parents, grandparents passing away is expected and it's painful. It's the one sure thing we can count on in this life is loss. I was driving to my grandparents' house for Thanksgiving this year and tears filled my eyes knowing that he wouldn't be there this time. I've had 37 Thanksgivings and this was the first he wouldn't be a part of. For me, over the last couple weeks, I've had moments that I've broken down because special occasions and holidays are the times when I would see him the most and his absence is felt. So I feel it. I don't ignore these thoughts or these feelings. I let myself feel what I need to when I need to. And I will continue to tell myself that it's okay to miss him. It's okay to be sad. He was an important part of my life and who I am. It's okay for me to laugh and to smile when I think about the silly or crazy things that he used to do and say. And I have stories that will keep my grandpa's memory alive. I talk about him to my husband, to my kids, family, friends. I leaned into my husband a few days ago because I woke up feeling sad. I started crying and I told him what I was thinking and hugged him. It wasn't a long talk. It actually was rather quick and it was all I needed at the time. Next time I may need more and that's okay too. I tell you this because it's what's helping me and it may just help you. Give yourself permission to be sad, to be happy, to feel whatever it is that you're feeling. Talk about your loved one, reminisce with friends and family, share the stories with the special people in your life. If you know what you need, don't shy away from asking for it. People want to help in any way that they can. They just might not know how to help. You also may find yourself not knowing what you need, and the thought of helping someone help you by trying to think of what you may need may be too much for you to handle right now, and that's okay too. If it feels right, connect with those people that you find comfort in. You may typically be a pretty social person who shows up to all the holiday festivities. So take the pressure off of yourself by allowing yourself to not commit to anything that you're feeling unsure about. Say no to the things that you're not up for. And if you do commit to holiday gatherings, but the day comes and you aren't feeling up to it, even if you just pulled into the driveway, it's okay to pull right back out and head back home. You deserve that space and time that you need to grieve. After I lost my grandpa, I bought a book called It's Okay, You're Not Okay by Megan Devine. This book helped me tremendously, and it's one that I do recommend. Early on in grief, it may be difficult to concentrate long enough to get through a book, but if you're looking for a book recommendation to help you understand and work through your grief, this may be one that you find helpful too. I bought this book for my friend, along with a journal and another book on grief. So if you're looking for ways to help support your friend, this may be a good book for you to read yourself, but also to offer your friend who's grieving. It was important for me to learn ways to support my friend and show her that I will always, always be there by her side. What that looks like for our friendship is I try my very best to not ask her if she's okay. She's not okay. She's surviving every day, but what she's going through is not okay. Instead, I try to ask her what she did that day or if she has any plans for the next day. And when she confides in me and shares her feelings with me about her grief, I don't try to rush past it because it's sad and I don't want her to hurt. I listen and I do my best to show her compassion and empathy for what she's feeling. There isn't anything that I could say or do to take her pain away, but what I hope to give her is love and comfort in her grief. I don't take it personal when I ask her if she wants company or wants to hang out and she tells me no. It isn't about me. This time in our friendship is about her. And if she isn't up for hanging out, then I give her the space that she needs. I don't care if we make plans and I've spent all day getting ready and making plans for the entire day and she calls me 2 seconds before we're supposed to hang out and cancels on me. The preparation for a hangout isn't even on the same planet as her grief. And I put it into perspective this way. So if you have a friend who's lost someone they tremendously love beyond words, make this season of your friendship about them. they aren't doing things to hurt you or upset you, and they very likely don't have the capacity to show up in the ways that they did before their loss. Offer them kindness and patience and love during this time. So during the holidays, if you are grieving yourself, also be kind to yourself and be patient. You're not on a timeline, and grief isn't something that you just get over and on with. Grief is something that you will carry with you throughout your life, and it will show up very differently as time passes. You aren't expected to show up to every holiday event while putting a smile on your face and acting jolly AF. Make the plans or don't make the plans. Show up for the holiday gatherings or don't show up. You don't need to do anything other than what you're capable of or ready to show up for. So take care of your heart the best that you can. If you're a friend of someone grieving, give them free passes. Don't get upset with them if they back out of the cookie or gift exchange. Think of something that you could do to help them prepare during the holidays and then offer that help to them. That could be to help them with their Christmas shopping, cooking dinners for them this month, running errands for them, whatever you can offer. Then if they kindly deny the offer, then that's okay too. Don't take it personal. It isn't personal. They will most likely remember the ways that you showed up for them in their most vulnerable times and appreciate you more than you know. This is such a busy time of year for most of us, so make sure you're checking in on those who are grieving and missing their loved ones right now. I'm sending you guys so much love, and my heart goes out to you. This is a time that we need to stick together and show each other all the support. Take care of yourselves, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Landing Imperfect. I truly appreciate you being a part of this community and sharing this journey with me. If you'd like to connect further and continue the conversation, you can find me on Instagram at jen.lander. I'd love to hear your thoughts and questions or stories, so don't hesitate to reach out. And remember, this podcast is a personal project. It's unrelated to the full-time work I do for the company I help treat those with eating disorders. While I aim to provide professional and educational, inspirational content, it's important to understand that the podcast is not a substitute for professional treatment. So if you or someone that you know is struggling with any issues I've discussed, please consider seeking the help of a qualified healthcare professional. And I'll be back with another episode next week, so stay tuned and continue your journey to personal growth and empowerment. Can't wait to connect with you again. Until then, take care and remember, it's okay to embrace your imperfections. They make you the amazing person that you are. See you next week.